This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, March 9th.
This podcast is supported by Indeed.com, helping you find quality candidates with Indeed Instant Match. Indeed searches through millions of resumes in their database to help show you great candidates instantly. Receive a free $75 credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/yourmoney. Terms and conditions apply.
J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Today we continue our week-long look at the thorniest tax issues of the season at home. A year ago, the pandemic led many cities to enact lockdown orders, leaving millions of American workers scrambling to leave the office and set up desks in their living rooms or at kitchen tables. No doubt it cut down on the commute to the morning meeting, but what are the tax implications of working at home?
These rules have always been in place. States tax people who are there, who are resident there. They also tax people who are just passing through, who work there, CEOs or salesmen.
Coming up, our tax reporter Laura Saunders will discuss the extra paperwork you could be in for if you lived and worked in a different state than your regular office, and why indicating on your tax return that you have a home office may not be in your best interest. That's after the break. At the start of the pandemic, a lot of us didn't think we'd be working from home for a full year, but here we are. And while working from your kitchen table can have its perks, like wearing sweatpants and not battling other commuters on the way to work, it can make preparing your tax return extra tricky. To explain how, let's bring in our tax reporter, Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
So a lot of people have been telecommuting since the pandemic hit about a year ago. Could that impact their tax bill?
Oh, dear. It could have a major impact. And it's hard to say what the impact will be because every state has different rules. But people need to be aware that if you have been telecommuting from a different state all year, you might owe taxes to two states, one where your job is based and one where you actually are resident and doing your job.
Has that rule been around for a while, or is that something new?
These rules have always been in place. States tax people who are there, who are resident there. They also tax people who are just passing through, who work there, CEOs or salesmen or ball players or something like that. There's a whole elaborate structure that the states have for taxing both their residents and their non-residents. And what happens is that when you have been based one place with your job, but you go someplace else to perform it, like if you lived in New York, but you went to a country house in Vermont, or if your job is based in Silicon Valley, but you go to your parents' house in Nevada or Oregon, then all of a sudden you might be tripping the wires that cause state taxation in those other states.
Okay, but how would somebody who worked from home last year in a different state from their office, how would they know if they've tripped state tax law concerns?
Well, one way they'll know is if they use a professional tax preparer who's a person, that there will be a question. Did you travel this year? Did you work in another state? And just to let you know that the professional is not going to put a license at risk by lying on your tax return. The other thing is your employer. You need to look at your W-2 form and say, it will say where you have worked from or where you're considered to be based. So that has input. And for people who use do-it-yourself software, I think that probably has questions as well. We're not quite clear on how that's working this year.
You know, Laura, you've been on the show with me before. We've talked about the fact that most people didn't have a choice when it came to working away from the office. This is a lot of complex tax law they've got to brush up on.
Yes, it is. You may not owe taxes in the other state, but you might have to file in two states. But this is something people should be aware of. But every pair of states is different. Right now, for example, New Hampshire is trying to haul Massachusetts into the Supreme Court over this issue because there are people who live in New Hampshire and work in Massachusetts. And they're saying, well, we were at home all year. We don't owe Massachusetts any income tax. And so we'll see if the court takes the case and how they decide.
Now, some people who've been working from home might be inclined to say on their tax return that they have a home office. What's the rule on that?
Well, don't do it if you're an employee. Now, it's very clear. In 2017, the Congress took away a very small stingy deduction for employees who have home offices. And so that cannot be claimed. If you have a home business, like if you're self-employed, if you have a side hustle, or if you're completely self-employed, then you have room to deduct a home office and expenses. But otherwise, there is just no deduction. Although I should say that employers can reimburse people for all kinds of expenses, and the employer gets to deduct the expenses, and it's not income to the employee. So talk to your boss.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Now, you can find a lot more insights into what the current tax laws mean for you, your company, and the country by downloading a copy of our new in-depth ebook, The WSJ Tax Guide 2021. It's free for WSJ members at wsj.com/taxguide. And coming up on tomorrow's episode, Tax Week continues with a look at investments and your tax return. Laura Saunders will be back to discuss things like the difference between taxes on investments and on salary, and how day traders could be in for a surprise tax bill. Plus, will 401k account holders be able to make tax-free emergency withdrawals in 2021? That's tomorrow on Your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.